This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday suggested Democrats have made a deal with Republicans on support for Ukraine after the U.S. Congress left aid out for Kyiv in a stopgap government spending bill that averted a shutdown.
I can reassure them, look at me, we're going to get it done. I can't believe those who voted for supporting Ukraine, overwhelming majority in the House and Senate, Democrat and Republican, will for pure political reasons let more people die needlessly in Ukraine.
Biden also lambasted Republicans for holding up government spending talks and said he was sick and tired of the brinkmanship after a partial shutdown of the federal government was narrowly averted. A suicide bomber detonated a device in Turkey's capital on Sunday, hours before the president's speech to lawmakers, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Just hours before the reopening of Turkey's parliament after a summer recess, a suicide bomber detonates an explosive device outside the interior ministry, with a second assailant being killed nearby in a police shootout. Addressing lawmakers soon after, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan speaks of the attackers failing to achieve their goals.
Vatandaşın huzuruna ve güvenliğine kasteden alçaklar emellerine ulaşamamıştır.
Reports say two police officers are injured after the attack. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Azerbaijan's prosecutor general says the country has issued an arrest warrant for a former Nagorno-Karabakh separatist leader who led the breakaway region, which is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, between May 2020 and the beginning of September. He's accused of firing missiles during a war in late 2020. This is VOA News. More than a dozen people have been killed in a fire in adjoining nightclubs in Murcia in southeast Spain, emergency services said on Sunday, adding rescuers were still searching for people unaccounted for after the blaze. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Footage released by Murcia's fire service showed firefighters working to control the flames. Outside the club, shocked young people hugged as they waited for information. This witness said he left moments before the alarms went off and all the lights went out. Some of his family and friends are still missing. The fire broke out in the early hours in Atalayas, on the outskirts of the city.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Nigeria's leader has increased the wages of some government workers in a last-minute effort to appease labor unions whose planned strike this week could shut down government offices in all sectors of Africa's largest economy. President Bola Tinubu said Sunday in a nationwide broadcast to mark Nigeria's 63rd independence anniversary that low-grade workers will in the next 6 months be paid an additional 25,000 naira or $32 a month. The increase, expected to take effect this month, takes the minimum wage to 55,000 naira, $71, still far below what the unions had requested. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter turns 99 years old on Sunday and was celebrated at a party in the city of Atlanta. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
America's 39th president, a champion for peace, solar power pioneer.
The video comes from the Carter Center, which also had an online social media campaign for people to send birthday greetings to the former president, who was born in 1924. Some participants remember him for helping low-income and minority Americans. Older Americans say history has proven Carter right on controversial decisions like not attacking Iran in an effort to free American hostages. And younger voters are praising Carter's emphasis on the environment. The former president has battled a series of health issues and is on home hospice care, while his wife Rosalind has dementia. So the two had plans for just a quiet birthday party at their Plains, Georgia home. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A small diving group in New York City is trying to do its part in undoing the pollution threatening oceans and aquatic wildlife, picking up plastic bottles, candy wrappers, and miles of fishing line, mucking up the scenery yards from a beach in Queens. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.